I want to go to the BBC studio in Kent. Women may be living longer than previous generations, but according to my next guest, the important factor is quality rather than quantity. Mind you, we could all be a bit selfish and say, actually, I'll take both the quality and the quantity. But Dr. Marilyn Glenville is the UK's leading nutritionist specialising in women's health. And as I say, she joins me now from Kent to talk about how we can alleviate and in many cases eliminate health problems. You're very, very welcome to the programme, Marilyn. You kind of say, talk about the difference nutrition and lifestyle can make to your general health.
Yes, I do. Good morning, Marion.
Morning
yes,
to you.
Very much so. We just think of it sort of as fuel for the body to keep us going, but it affects us physically and mentally. And interesting that things like mood swings, improving our memory, reducing stress, getting our digestion working efficiently, even our immune function at this time of year, and also thinking about our weight and balancing hormones, it makes a big difference on the quality of the food that we eat. It is like putting fuel in the body, and if we get the right fuel, same as in a car, we're going to perform, we're going to be more efficient, we're going to function much better generally. And that's really why, you know, it's important to talk about how we eat and
right.
what we eat for our general health.
Now, you make the point that that one could imagine one's health as a tree, and that you would see various ailments, shall we say, on different branches of the tree, but that really what you should be looking at are the roots.
Yes, it's all about really thinking about the cause. So if somebody's got irritable bowel symptoms, maybe they've got bloating, flatulence, constipation, diarrhea, it's all about thinking about why is the bowel irritable? What can we do to calm the body down? It's the same when I talk about fat around the middle. It's all about why is it going on around the middle of the body and say not somewhere else? And how can we treat that cause? Same with balancing hormones. If a woman just goes on the pill, she comes off the pill, the hormones are still going to be out of balance, maybe still having irregular periods. It's all about if we can treat the cause, the underlying cause, like the roots of that tree, then symptoms which may seem unconnected, like the mood swings, like the tension, the irritability, the food cravings, could actually all go because we've looked at what's driving it or what is actually the trigger for all of those symptoms.
Why do some people are they more prone to gathering fat around the middle than others?
Yes, they are.
It seems to be a real problem for quite a lot of people.
Oh, yes, and it affects both men and women. And actually, for men, it's actually a male pattern of weight gain. So it's more unusual for us as women to put on that weight around the middle. And it is becoming more of an issue. And even young girls, you'll see that muffin top over the top of the jeans of young girls walking down the high street. It was all connected to blood sugar and stress and the effect of those going on together. And it's unhealthy. Yes, we don't like it because our clothes don't fit very well and it looks unsightly, but it actually carries health risks of increasing the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, strokes, Alzheimer's, and even cancer, and especially breast cancer for women. So we do need to think about our body shape because it's going to affect our future health.
And you say that it has to do with, as it were, an ancient memory to do with danger and survival.
Yes, because our fight or flight survival mechanism releases hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. And normally, in those ancient times, we might have been chased by a saber-toothed tiger. It would be something that would be over fairly quickly. And all the energy generated, we'd have used up running or fighting for our life. But most of us nowadays are under this chronic stress. It might be relationships, it might be work, family issues. And our body thinks that there is this danger going on all the time, and it lays down this extra fat around the middle of the body because it's close to our liver and our major arteries. But we're not running or fighting for our life there. We're not using up that energy store that we put around the middle, all that fat. And so it stays there and then becomes very active, and then unfortunately gives us health risks even now and then into the future as well.
You say that there is no such thing as a balanced diet, which is kind of surprising. But you do have general outlines for what you call a hormone balancing diet.
Yes, I think that what we can do, especially as women, is to think about more about what we eat that's going to balance our hormones generally. We don't do very well with this sort of, you know, eat a balanced diet. People don't eat enough of the fruit and vegetables generally every day. And we may be missing meals. Oftentimes, especially for women, they may have left the house without any breakfast. And what we do and how we eat not only helps us how we think and our moods and generally our memory and concentration, but it also makes a difference as to whether we go through the menopause easily or whether we end up with premenstrual symptoms or problems like polycystic ovaries syndrome. So our hormones, our female hormone system can be affected by how we're eating and actually make it more difficult to balance those hormones.
And you have general principle guidelines for the hormone balancing diet.
Yes, and I think one of the most important things when we think about, as I'm coming over to Ireland beginning of March to talk about seven most important steps that we can make to balance our health, and what I'm talking about then, I think the main thing that people are missing is actually balancing blood sugar. It's one of the key things, not only affecting our female hormone system, but also piling weight on around the middle, and also affecting our moods, our energy. It's affecting men as well, except as women, we're more susceptible to this, and especially when we're having a cycle, because